Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 295, Keith Thibodeau, Squad Car Rendezvous, 1995. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. There are all kinds of new items coming over there. New blankets, throws, I think they're called, throw pillows, all kinds of stuff, t-shirts. Wow, folks, all kinds of stuff for you to check out over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. So head on over. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of episode number 295 is Charlie Foley from over at Foley's Market. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's always a wonderful time to get to spend time with you right here in Mayberry, because we're always just trying to find things that are fun to talk about or fun to experience because we hadn't heard them before. This week's episode, as I said, is brought to us by Charlie Foley. And the reason that is because he is the uncle, as I've been doing a family tree, of Charlie Foley. I mean, Charlie Foley is the uncle of Johnny Paul. Well, Johnny Paul was played by Keith Thibodeau, and we're going to be hearing from him in just a few seconds here from over at the third annual Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous. It was held up in Bradford, Ohio, in July the 7th. It was on July the 7th, 1995, and we had Hulk Howe. He played Dud Walsh, Charlene's husband. We had Keith Thibodeau, who's played Johnny Paul. We had Richard Link, who was the executive producer of the Andy Griffith Show and Andy's manager. Had Mandy, had Maggie Peterson, Charlene. And we also were supposed to have had Peggy McKay, but she was unable to attend. So we had those four that were with us there for the Squad Car Rendezvous. Now, we'll be hearing from them all in the next few weeks here. But first up, we're going to hear from Keith Thibodeau. Now, we got two parts of this. The first part is Keith being interviewed by Mark Golden Richards and Dennis Hasty. They were there performing or doing a radio program and interviewing Keith. And then we'll hear from Keith where he's just answering questions and answers from the audience as well. So we got about 16 to 20 minutes of this. So let's go ahead and get started. I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. So here comes Keith Thibodeau and the Mayberry Squad Car Rendezvous.
Again, we're at the third annual Squad Car Rendezvous in Bradford, Ohio. We hope this is your third. We've been up here the last couple of years, of course, and now up here for our third one and having a great time. Dennis, you want to introduce our guest?
That's right. Once again, Keith Thibodeau, better known as, if you're an Andy Griffith Show fan, is Johnny Paul Jason.
Johnny, how you doing?
Okay, you're looking good, guy.
Well, thanks.
All right, you look quite still young.
Well, that's because I am. No.
Of course you are.
No. I just look young, I guess.
Now, tell us about, of course, people want to know, and I'm sure you'll be asked this a million times while you're here this weekend. Mm-hmm. What is some of your remembrances about doing the Griffith Show, working with Ronnie Howard, and that type of thing?
Well, I can say that it was fun. I played with Ron Howard, and Ron was a great guy, and he used to ask the writers to write in a part for me so I could play with him.
Yeah.
And it was just a fun show to be on. In fact, I identified more closely with the Andy Griffith Show than I did the Isle of Lucy Show, because I'm a Southern boy. And so I was in California, and I was able to get back to my roots somewhat by being in Mayberry and on the show and with the whole feel.
When I was some of the other shows you've done, of course, I Love Lucy, everyone knows that. They see you every day, every night on, you know. Do you ever catch yourself on Nick at Night and some of the other channels?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My daughter loves to watch it all the time, so I can't get away from it. You know, I walk in the room and there's the Lucy show playing. I say, oh, no, not again.
Now, how does she feel when she sees, knowing that, you know, there's Daddy when he was little? And...
Oh, she can't believe it. She goes, I can't believe you were little Ricky. And, you know, it's just, that was another. I mean, if I could have chosen two shows to be on, two comedy sitcoms to be on, I think the I Love Lucy show and the Andy Griffith show would have
been the top
picks,
five,
yeah.
Without a doubt. Maybe Brady Bunch, throw that in. Maybe.
Well, I don't even know about the Brady Bunch, I think.
It's pretty popular, though, you know?
Yeah, it was.
Well, now, what's some of the other work that you've done as far as television and movies or whatever?
Oh, I did. I started off as a professional drummer when I was 3 years old, doing one-night stands and getting paid to play the drums when I was a little boy on the Horace Hite Show, which was a show that went around the country, a big band show in the 50s. And then, I got the part on the Lucy Show as Little Ricky. And then I did the Andy Griffith Show, and I did shows like Shirley Temple Playhouse. I worked with Shirley Temple when she was older, and Route 66, if you remember that old series.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And, the Joy Bishop show, the Jose Jimenez show.
The Bill Dana,
which was the Bill Dana show, and that was sort of short-lived. But my parents separated when I was 15 years old, and we moved back to the South. And
well, where are you from, exactly?
I'm from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I'm a Cajun boy.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Never knew that.
Yeah.
Keith, let me ask you about your growing up. First of all, why did you want to be an actor? Was it something you were born by nature to do? Or what did you really want to do when you were a kid when they said, Keith, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Well, I wanted to play the drums. That's what I really wanted to do. And my dad's nickname was Hollywood, even back in Louisiana. So he wanted to get out to Hollywood. And through my talent, we were able to do that. And he realized his dream through my talent. And but I never really, really wanted to be an actor. I was more of a musician. The I Love Lucy show was just some sort of a thing that happened, which catapulted me into the TV land. And from that point on, I did some stuff. But then when my parents divorced, it sort of... left me, and I got more into music.
But what's the Little Ricky part? Because you could play the drums, or did you have to go up against a lot of competition? What was the deal there?
There was around 200 boys in New York and in L.A. that were trying out for the part.
A lot of competition.
There was a lot of competition, yeah. And the reason I got the part was that I played the drums, of course. Lucy and Desi were amazed that this little kid could play the drums, and I also looked like Desi and Ricky, Ricardo. And,
yeah.
And so that they said, this is Little Ricky. We don't need to look any further. So mm-hmm. I signed a 7-year contract with Desilu Studios, and had a long relationship with the Arnezes.
But of course, you know, you were so young. Do you really remember? I mean, doing that much. Do you remember, you know, being on the set and,
the
things you had to go through? You know, the cuts, the takes, the practicing, the scripts. I mean,
the work. It was
exactly work.
Yeah.
And for a 3-, 4-, 5-year-old kid, that's tough.
Yeah, because you know your natural state of mind is to play.
Right.
And here you are working and being on a regimen, and you want to just fool around, but you can't do that on a set. And it had times of loneliness and that's why I enjoyed being on the Andy Griffith Show so much, because I could play with Ron and Ron, and we had good times, and I forgot what I was going to say.
No problem there. Let's talk about your book. Now, of course, you've just written your autobiography, right?
Right, right.
And give us an idea about, you know, I mean,
what are we going to find in the book?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, some good stuff, some juicy stuff.
Well, I've got a memory, pretty good memory, so I remembered a lot. And just stuff about the Lucy Show, the times on the Arnezes, with the Arnezes and their different homes, and... their breakup, and people want to know the whole inside thing about how their lives work.
Right.
I had a first-hand knowledge of all that, and just growing up in Hollywood.
I've read a lot of stories in this and that. Of course, you never can. You know, what you read is kind of hearsay, so to speak. But I've read where there was some maybe some sparks between William Frawley and Vivian Vance about doing you know, she felt that maybe he was a little, looked a little too old to be playing her husband and that kind of thing. Because he was quite a bit older than the rest, wasn't he?
Right, he was. He was a great character actor.
Oh, absolutely.
Bill Frawley. And he was always nice to me. He was a good old guy. You know, we'd sit around the donut table and he'd say, "Well, how's the world treating you today, Keith?" You know, just that kind of guy where I didn't really see. I think he had most of his alcoholism times before I was on the show.
Right.
Because the show was actually 3 years on. It was showing 3 years before I got on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And but Vivian would always. You could tell she wasn't happy playing the part of his wife, you know, because she wanted the more glamorous thing.
Right.
And Lucy was, of course, the star. She was the glamorous one, so to speak. And she used to tell Vivian to lose weight because she was getting too thin. She wanted her to be more frumpy looking and more the second banana.
Now, do you recall, and of all the interviews I've done with Andy Griffith people and all that, I've never heard stories like that associated with Andy Griffith, how, you know, people didn't get along. And
right. Well, the Lucy show was a completely different show than the Andy show, the Griffith show, but there was more tension on the Out of Lucy show. The Andy Griffith show was laid back. Andy would play his guitar in the makeup department with a bunch of the makeup guys and guys back there. They would play checkers and chess. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you know, Mayberry. Because you had so many of these Southern guys on the show that's really where they came from and where they got their relaxation from.
Right.
But the Lucy show was exciting. It was a tremendous opportunity for me to be on that show. But it was a whole different scene.
Absolutely. Well, now, what is your impression about all the folks here today? What you see here is nowhere near what's going to be here in a couple hours. I mean, is your hand ready to do all the signatures?
I've been doing push-ups with my hand.
I got a feeling you've had quite a few already, haven't you?
I have, yeah. It's been wonderful. The fans of the Griffith Show are great. I feel like I'm in Mayberry. I mean, I feel like we're at some sort of a fair with a pickle contest or something out here, and it's just... I'm back in Mayberry. I love it.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, we're more than happy to have you. Keith Thibodeau, everybody.
Yes.
All
Keith, right. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
A lot,
appreciate
buddy.
It,
guys. All right. Well, that was part one of our interview with Keith. Now, there was a second part that was done right after that was basically questions and answers from the audience. So we're going to head on back over there and listen to that because it's another probably 8 minutes or so. So sit back and enjoy the interview. So here's Keith.
I Love Lucy. My favorite episode, I guess, was the one that went where Superman George Reeves came to my birthday party because he was my hero. And I really thought he was super, especially when I shook hands with him. I said, golly, he really is super. And but I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed whenever I played the drums on the show, I always enjoyed that.
Okay, any other questions for Keith out there? Right here in the middle, Dennis. Right over here, straight ahead.
I have a shy daughter, but she wants to know if he was friends with Opie in real life.
Yeah, I was. I was friends on the set. When we worked together, we played together, and I was a few years older than Ron, and we both had the same teacher on the show. Well, she taught me on the I Love Lucy show. Her name was Catherine Barton. And then she was Ron Howard's teacher on the Andy Griffith show. And but we didn't hang around each other after the show, but on the show we were good friends. Thank you.
Okay, the question's right here. Dennis?
Okay, hang on. We got one right here first.
You in the back? Okay.
I wanted to know how many people played your character on I Love Lucy.
Well, there was... I don't think you can call it playing, but there was two sets of twins that they used before myself. And who played the infant when little Ricky was first born, and then as little Ricky was being held and around the house, that was another set of twins. And then when they decided to expand the part of little Ricky and make it more visible, and of course I played the drums on the show, and because I was a professional drummer when I was 3 years old, I was that's when I came into the show.
Okay, next question.
Three. Well, no, actually, one, two, three, four, five.
I just wanted to know if you really do know everything.
I know just about everything there is to know.
All right, any more questions? Just raise your hand. We'll get out there to you.
Grandmas know everything.
She said grandmas know everything. Well, that's true. That's probably true.
Any other questions for Keith? Right up here.
Do you still play the drums?
Yes, I do play the drums, and they tried to get a drum set out here for me, but I said, no, I got to have my own drum set. But I do play the drums. I'm playing with I played many years with a Christian rock band by the name of David and the Giants, and I'm now rehearsing with a singer from, that just cut an album in Nashville.
Hey, we got another question here.
In the episode, Lucy and Bob Hope, what were your impressions of Bob Hope?
Well, that was actually one of the first episodes. In fact, that was the first episode I was on. And I don't remember that very much because I was very young at the time. That was my first episode. And I don't remember too much about it, but my dad remembers pretty much about it.
Keith, what was it like to work with Lucille Ball?
Well, it was different. I knew her as my boss, which was one relationship, and then I knew her as my best friend's mother, who was Desi Arnaz Jr. So there was, she took us to Disneyland and got us in the front of the line. I mean, we were just, she did some great things for us, and I really consider it an honor to have known the lady and to have been associated with her.
Any other questions for Keith?
Best episode on the Andy Show.
People looking in the crowd, if anybody's got a question, just raise your hand.
We got one down here. What was your question?
His question was, what was
your best episode on the Andy Show?
I think the one where the definitely the Apple one. Where Opie the bully tries to get Opie to throw out. That was my first episode I was on. And then I think the one with the carnival where they bent the rifles at the carnival and that was fun too. Everyone was fun. I liked them all.
Any other questions? Over here. By the way, when you want to get Keith's autograph, Keith will be back here in the blue and white tent as soon as he is done here.
How many episodes of Andy were you on?
I would say no more than 15. I don't know, between 10 and 15 episodes, something like that. My name was Richard Keith on the cast, so you won't know Keith Thibodeau. That was my stage name that Desi Arnaz gave me. But quite interesting enough, I never got credit on the I Love Lucy show, so you won't ever see Richard Keith or Keith Thibodeau on there. All you'll see is Little Ricky.
Okay. Any other questions out there? Right over there, Dennis, to your left.
In your career, was there anything that you wanted to do that you never got a chance to do?
I think I've done a lot. I mean, I've played drums when I was 3 years old. I was on the I Love Lucy show. I was on the Andy Griffith show. I was in Hollywood. I went through time in my life when I was in rock music, drugs. I've been the kind of guy who just wanted to try everything, and unfortunately that's not the right the right thing to do. But I became a Christian in 1974, and Jesus Christ is my personal Savior and Lord, and if it wouldn't be for Him, I wouldn't be here today. But I'm enjoying life more than ever. I've got a beautiful wife and daughter. And I've got, this just, who knows what's in store, but I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Hey, Keith, one more. If you could tell us roughly what a child actor made in the 60s, first.
In the 60s, are you talking about the Andy Griffith show, or are you talking about the Lucy show?
Yeah, how much did you make to work on the show?
Well, like the Lucy show, my first year salary was like $300. A week, and then if I would have been with them for 7 years, which is I had a 7-year contract with Desi Lou Studios, I would have made $1,000 a week. I never got that far because the Lucy and Desi Lucy and Desi divorced and the show was over. And then the Andy Griffith Show came along and those kind of shows. And I think the rate at that time was something like $100 a day, which wasn't bad if you had 3 or 4 days of work. That's pretty good for back then, for a kid, you know, anybody.
Any more questions? Okay, one more up here, and then we'll get Keith over set up, and you can go see him over at his booth.
Did you get to know the real Desi Arnaz Jr.?
Yes, I was best friends with Desi Jr., and in fact, he helped do some of the stuff in my book that I have, Life After Lucy, which I have some here today if anybody would be interested in that. And, yeah, I had a long relationship with the Arnazes.
Okay. Mr. Keith Thibodeau right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
He'll be over at the blue and white tent signing autographs for you. Thanks, Keith.
All right, folks. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Was that not neat to see? So, back in the 60s, kid actor on Lucy, he was getting $300 a week on Lucy and would have got up to $1,000, I think he said, if he had gone through his 7-year contract. And on Andy, he was getting about $100 a day. Still pretty good money for a young person, or anybody, as he said, back in that time frame. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. Now, he also talked about, let's see, well, there was a question early during that second segment that said, do you know everything? Do you still know everything? Well, that was a reference to Johnny Paul, you know, because Johnny Paul, and he said, Johnny Paul doesn't know everything, you know. He's only, for the first thing, he's only 5 years old. You know, that story. And so that's where that came from. I'm not sure Keith knew that that's what they were asking and didn't pick up on that. I'm not sure. And then he also mentioned David and the Giants. Now, that's a Christian rock band that he is a part of. And believe it or not, it just got back together recently. And they are today, this is September the 1st, as I recorded this, or as I'm recording this, are over in Atlanta, Georgia, performing at the prison over there. Let's see, what does he say here? On Facebook, he posted a message, said, appreciate prayers tomorrow, September 1st, as David and the Giants will be singing at a prison in Atlanta, Georgia. So Keith and the band are all over there, David and the Giants. So if you want to check them out, you can go to facebook.com/David, spell out David and the Giants, and you'll find it. So it's David and the Giants, spelled out completely with no spaces, and you'll be able to see them there. Keith's a great guy. I've got to meet him several times over the years. He went on the Mayberry cruise with us, I believe probably one of the first ones. And I believe he may be going next year for the 10th Mayberry cruise. At least they're talking to him about going. So hopefully he'll be able to work that out. And he and his wife currently run a ballet company, and it's called Ballet Magnificat. I'm sure I didn't say it right because I'm not cultured like Johnny Paul Jason is. Anyway, folks, I hope you really enjoyed that. I'd love to hear from you. We're only 5 episodes away from our 300th episode of Two Chairs, No Waiting, so I would appreciate it if you could call in and just, if nothing else, just wish us a happy 300th episode, and we'll play that in our 300th episode. But I'd love to hear from you. Write in, call in, actually, is what I'd prefer, is call in and tell us what you think about the show and how you've enjoyed the show up to 300 episodes. Because I'd like to do something a little special for our 300th episode. It's going to be really close to corresponding with the anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show, the October the 3rd week. So you guys, please call in. I'd love to hear from you and hear what you think about the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast and some of your favorite moments, maybe, that something like that. Just at least wish us a happy 300th. I'd love to hear from you there. I'd also love to hear from you about this particular episode so that we can hear what you thought about Keith. And I want you to be looking forward to some interviews that are coming up that were also recorded during the Squad Car Rendezvous with Ho Cow and Maggie Peterson and Richard Link. So, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. And we'll see you next time right here in Mayberry on Two Chairs, No Waiting. See you next time, guys. Bye.